Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 793. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, an interesting question comes up. The Sefer Piskei Tshuvos brings it down, Sefer Yisrael Lachos. And that is, we're talking about hefsekas, interruptions, right, between the bracha, somebody made the bracha, and the eating, and so on. The question is, what about another food? Let's say a case in time, not even the wrong type of a food, or in a case in time where somebody washed. What are we talking about? So you wash for bread, fine, you wash for bread, but somebody did not make they washed and they made the hamotzi, and now, so they're going to eat a meal, right? Shabbos, not Shabbos, doesn't make a difference, but they're going to eat a meal. So now the other foods are included. Obviously, we understand that the other foods are included, part of the meal. But the question is now, let's say they ate a different food, right? I don't have to make a bracha on the other food as long as I'm going to eat a kezayis of challah, kezayis of bread, b'chdei achilas pras. I want to mention that it's very important to keep in mind. As long as one is knows that they're going to be eating or they're supposed to eat it right away, a kezayis of the bread, b'chdei achilas pras, under a 4-minute period like this, one of the reasons is, we've spoken about in the past, one of the reasons is to make sure that everything is covered. Because if you don't eat a kezayis of bread, b'chdei achilas pras, under a 4-minute period, so then everything in the meal, a person has to make a bracha because there's no meal. It doesn't establish the kevias of the meal, number one. Number two, also the problem is if a person, we spoke about this in the past, person leaves the building for whatever reason, have to run out a second, they come back, they need a new bracha, and also benching, and also netilas yadayim. So there's quite a number of reasons, 4 or 5 different reasons at least, that the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos brings down, which we've spoken about, that a person should make sure to eat a kezayis right away. Not even else interruption, but a hefsek, but just time to make sure that the meal is established. Without that kezayis of bread under a 4-minute period, you're walking a tightrope, if you want to call it. So now the question is, I made a hamoitzi, but else a interruption, else a hefsek. Now I took a bite of something else. There's something else that doesn't need a bracha. It's part of the meal. It's okay. It's part of the meal. Or if, let's say, I have the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos brings down, have honey on my challah, or let's say during the week person has tuna fish on their challah, and they're good, or tuna fish on their bread. So they made a hamaitzi, everything fine, so now, but they started eating, they ate the tuna fish first. They took a bite of the tuna fish, or they took a bite of something else that was covered under the hamaitzi, technically, but so would that be a hefsek? In other words, maybe I have to make over my hamaitzi again, because I didn't, when I make a hamaitzi, I have to take a bite of the bread, I have to take a bite of the challah, of the matzah, whatever it is that I'm eating, that I made the hamaitzi on, that's what I have to take the bite, and I have to swallow the first bite, right, like we spoke about, preferably a kezayis right away. But now I took a bite of something else, or I took a spoon or something of some other food, even though it might be covered by the hamaitzi, halachically, but now the question is, maybe I have to make over my hamaitzi. I never put into my mouth the bread yet. Or could I just, I took a bite of the tuna fish or whatever it is that was taka covered by the, some honey in my mouth that's on the challah, let's say, in case in time where people write by Rosh Hashanah or whatever, people dip in honey. So now I put that in my mouth, but now the problem is I'm supposed to be eating the bread. The first thing I'm supposed to eat, I made hamaitzi, is supposed to be the challah bread matzah. Is that considered a hefsek, whereby possibly I might have to make over the bracha, the hamaitzi, again? So brings down the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos brings the Sefer Yitzhar Halacha. Says Sefer Yitzhar Halacha, it's again an hour, Simen Kuf Samach Zayin. He says, Ois Chof Beis, Hefsek Te'imas Maichel Acher. L'chatchila, okay, so now he brings down, L'chatchila, he brings this from the Tazi, Yesh Lema, the Kevin, Shehu Ano, Acheris, Bein Bracha L'chila, Harez Hefsek, that the Taz, Taka holds that it will be a Hefsek. And then he brings the Magen Avram. Okay, but others would say different. He brings down there others that would say different, but be it as it may, it is a machloikis. Now, and the interesting, he brings down the Mishnah Berurah over there. Actually, the Mishnah Berurah is talking about a different case. The case in the Mishnah Berurah is that the person had wine, and they made a Borei Pri HaGofen. And he says, right, so it's again in Simon Breish Tesif Kotten Ches in the Mishabura. He brings out a very interesting case. As somebody's, we're not going to get into the whole case now, it's a totally different case, but Agavurcha, he mentions, not Agavurcha, he mentions in conjunction with that halacha, but we're trying to apply it to our case, if drinking or eating something else in the middle, by mistake, obviously by mistake, if that's considered a hefsek, whereby you have to make over the bracha. So the case is over there, the person was going to drink wine, this wine, and he was going to drink other wine, whatever, they were going to bring him more wine, fine. But the bottom line is, he took a drink from the cup that was in front of him, and it was water. He didn't realize it was really water. So the question is, maybe that's considered a hefsek, whereby he has to make over the bracha. Well, we're not talking about the bracha levatol, a mistake, that's not the issue right now. The issue is it considered a hefsek, where he would have to make over the baruch priyagaf? In other words, they right away, they brought him that baruch priyagaf, they brought him the other wine, which he also had in mind, right? And he could he drink that, or does he have to make over another bracha? So just to read from the Ramov there in Sif Beis, and which we're quoting, the Hod Daita Yehoyi Lishtes Kam Ken Shayu Yain, his mind was to drink the other wine. So the Ramov says, V'lochim berchasei bracha. In other words, it would be a bracha, it would be good. Okay, so just what does the Mishabura say? So the Mishabura says, it's Sif Kan Ches, that V'af Kois De Kois Zeh, the other wine which he had in mind, fine. But after even though the cup that he drank from had water in it, tells us the Mishabur, and he started to drink, right? He was going to drink this and another cup, which he also had in mind. So he started, one second, this is, all of a sudden he saw that it's water. He took a drink, he saw it's water. It's not considered hefsig, tells us the Mishabur. The fact that he drank by mistake, this other little drop of water, okay, of course he stopped, whatever, right, whatever the case is, now they bring him the other wine so he can continue drinking the other wine, but is it a hefsek whereby he has to make over another bracha, because he made a bracha on wine and now he's drinking water, right? Okay, there's a separate halacha. If you make a bracha on wine, you drink wine, and the drinks in front of you would be included. Okay, that's not the case right now. Right now we're talking about, he never drank the wine at all, he drank the cup in front of him, which was a mistake, which was water. Is that considered a hefsek? Does he need to make over another bracha, another Bayer Priya Goffin? So says the Mishabura, Filihachi Loi Mikrei Hefsek. It's not considered a hefsek. Why? So tells us the Mishabura, Kevin Shalai Hefsek B'dibur Bein Saim. Since he didn't make a hefsek of, he didn't make an interruption of talking in the middle. That's the point over here. So we see from this, we'll continue next year, just want to talk about the challah part, but Lamaisa, we see from this that Mishabura clear is saying that the fact that somebody drank or ate a different food in between, albeit by mistake or whatever, maybe it's a hefsek whereby I have to make over another bracha, which I would think so, right? So the Mishabura tells us, no, it's not a hefsek since he did not talk out. Once he's talked out, then you have a problem. That's a hefsek, you have to make over another bracha. But over here, it's not a hefsek. Okay, we'll continue next year. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha, bracha, kol tov.